Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Silent Thunder by Iris Johansson and Roy Johansson, performed by Jennifer Van Dyke. Prologue. Helsinki, September 21st. Kirov. No, it couldn't be Kirov, Jennings thought frantically, as he ran down the dock. Kirov was dead. Pavsky had given him his word that the stories were all lies. He'd laughed and said that a ghost couldn't kill. And the person behind him was no ghost. It didn't have to be Kirov. Jennings had made a lot of enemies in his life, and any one of them might be the man behind him. But there was no one behind him now. A quick glance behind him revealed an empty dock. His heart slowed as he drew a deep, relieved breath. He'd lost him. Maybe it had only been a thief. Yes, that was it. It was a lousy section of town, and the man had just targeted his wallet, not his life. He shouldn't have panicked. But after he'd heard about Lance's death, his nerves had been on edge. He'd be glad to be done with this business. His pace slowed as he approached the pier where the sub was moored. The Silent Thunder lay still and lethal, as if crouching, waiting for prey, waiting to take another life. Prey. He tried to suppress the shiver that went through him. He only had to get on the sub and do what Pavsky had asked him to do. Nothing was going to happen. It was no more a death ship than Kirov was a ghost. But God, he didn't want to go on that sub, he thought desperately as he reached the end of the block. He should have never listened to Pavsky and stayed undercover. No amount of money was worth this. A leather noose slipped around his neck from behind.